The headline, the FDD distances itself from Nundwe's praise for President Hichilema. Government suspends livestock imports from South Africa over foot and mouth disease outbreak. And in global news, Rubio tells Munich Security Summit US and Europe belong together. The Phoenix FM main news. The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has distanced itself from remarks made by its Chawawa Member of Parliament, Brighton Nundwe, in a video circulating on social media where he praised President Hakainde Hichilema during the commissioning of a CDF-funded police post. FDD spokesperson Anton Chibuye says the party regrets the incident, claiming the newly elected Chawama lawmaker was caught up in the moment. Mr. Chibuye has accused the ruling UPND of creating an environment that led to the development and maintains that the Constituency Development Fund was not initiated by the current administration but dates back to the MMD era. He has criticized attempts to credit President Hichilema for the initiative, describing such claims as misleading. Mr. Chibuye has since urged all FDD members of parliament to remain vigilant and avoid what he termed political manipulation. The video has sparked debate on social media, with some insinuating that Mr. Nundwe has defected to the ruling UPND.
It is therefore our position as FDD that CDF is not the architect of the UPND, as they want the public to believe, and it is wrong for the UPND to dwindle opposition members of parliament to stage a narrative which is not there. As FDD, we know that CDF under the UPND is a short project, and President Hakainde Hichilema is now trying by all means to encourage himself on his failures.
And when contacted for a comment, Mr. Nundwe said he has been advised not to speak to the media on the matter, but emphasized that he cannot betray the people of Chawama. Government has with immediate effect suspended all livestock imports from South Africa following an outbreak of foot and mouth disease in that country. Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Munyama says the ministry, through the Department of Veterinary Services, has halted the importation of all cloven hoofed animals from South Africa aimed at preventing the spread of the disease into Zambia. Mr. Munyama says that the department, led by Director Dr. Charles Maseka, has also stopped the importation of livestock feeds, trophies, skins, hides and hooves from South Africa. He says that in addition, permits for the importation of cloven hoofed animal products, including dairy products, have been suspended unless strict mitigation measures are met in line with the Terrestrial Animal Health Code of the World Organization for Animal Health. Mr. Munyama reveals that government has further suspended the issuance of permits for the transit of live cloven hoofed animals from South Africa through Zambia, and that all previously issued permits have since been revoked with immediate effect. He says the precautionary measures will be reviewed depending on how the outbreak progresses in that country.
The Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock, through our Department of Veterinary Services, has with immediate effect suspended all livestock import permits from South Africa following the outbreak of foot and mouth disease in that country. Our Department of Veterinary Services, led by our Director, Dr. Charles Maseka, has since announced the following measures. Importation of all cloven hoofed animals from South Africa has been suspended with immediate effect. Importation of livestock feeds, trophies, hides, skins and hooves from South Africa will not be allowed in the country. Issuance of permits for the importation of cloven hoofed animal products, such as dairy products from South Africa, will be suspended unless strict mitigation measures are undertaken in accordance with the conditions as provided for in the Terrestrial Animal Health Code of OIE Volume 2 of 2025.
The Senanga Magistrate Court has ordered the forfeiture to the state of a Howo Sino truck and trailer and 85 Mukusi logs belonging to Abrik Zambia Limited under a non-conviction based asset forfeiture application in a timber related case. The matter stems from an incident on 18th November 2025 when officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife apprehended Chusi Theopedias, 31, and Peter Kalumba, 21, in Senanga for unlawful possession of 85 Mukusi logs. The two men pleaded guilty before Honorable Chipego Piri on 16th December 2025 and were each fined 45,000 kwacha and the timber, truck and trailer seized by the state. On 19th December 2025, the state, through the National Prosecution Authority, applied for forfeiture of the truck, trailer and timber under Section 4 and 10 of the Forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act No. 19 of 2010, citing the assets as tainted property used in the commission of a serious environmental offence. Abrika Zambia Limited, through its managing director Angel Milima, opposes the forfeiture, claiming a third-party interest in the truck and trailer. That in a ruling delivered on 11th February 2026, Honorable Piri held that although the company produced proof of ownership for the truck, it failed to demonstrate that it did not authorize its use in the illegal activity. She added that the company also failed to provide proof of ownership for the trailer and subsequently ordered that the truck and trailer and 85 Mukusi logs be forfeited to the state and conveyed to Government General Revenue through the forfeiture fund under the Director of Public Prosecutions. This is contained in a statement issued by Wildlife Crime Prevention Assistant Communications Officer Salima Mvula on behalf of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Police in Lumezi District, Eastern Province, have launched a manhunt for a 20-year-old man identified as Matthews Mukandawire for allegedly murdering his 53-year-old uncle, John Mukandawire, after accusing him of being behind a snake that killed his child. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba says the incident occurred between 01 hours and 03 hours yesterday when the suspect attacked his uncle at the funeral gathering of his 5-year-old son Boyd. Mr. Mwemba explains that the juvenile was bitten by a snake on Wednesday night when he went outside to answer the call of nature, and that his parents later killed the snake and administered traditional medicine, but the boy died on Thursday. He says following the child's death, his father accused his uncle of being behind the snake and threatened to kill him, and that in the early hours of yesterday, the suspect allegedly picked an axe and attacked his uncle, hitting him twice on the head before fleeing. Mr. Mwemba says the victim was rushed to Lumezi District Hospital where he was pronounced dead upon arrival, and police have since launched a manhunt for the suspect. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has dismissed claims that it has not been transparent in the process of amending the Electoral Process Bill of 2026 following formal submissions by the Tonse Alliance Consortium of Political Parties and Civil Society Organizations to key international partners. This is after the consortium sent letters to the United States Embassy in Zambia, British High Commission, European Union Delegation, the embassies of Germany and Ireland, Amnesty International and African Union, SADC Secretariat and the United Nations Human Rights Council, flagging provisions they say could weaken international party democracy, limit transparency and restrict voter oversight at polling stations. But in an interview with Phoenix News, ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga stated that the commission has been transparent, citing stakeholder meetings held to receive submissions on the bill. Ms. Luhanga has emphasized that had the commission not been transparent, various inputs from political parties, civil society and other stakeholders would not have been achieved. She says